The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 13th of March, 2010. It was on this day in 1781, the English astronomer William Herschel, looking through a telescope in his garden in Bath, England, discovered the planet that astronomers refer to as Uranus, and most other people refer to as Uranus. There had not been a new planet found in the solar system since ancient times, and it took a couple of years for William Herschel to decide that it really was a planet. He named it Uranus after the Greek god of the sky. It's the seventh planet from the sun. Its mass is about 14.5 times greater than Earth's. It takes 84 of our years to make one complete orbit around the sun. And its day, the amount of time it takes to make a full spin on its axis, is just 17 hours. Its atmosphere is the coldest in the solar system, a temperature of about minus 215 Celsius. Most of what we know about Uranus comes from an unmanned NASA expedition, Voyager 2, in the mid-80s, which flew within about 50,000 miles of the planet and took pictures and collected data. It's the birthday of Robert Lanham, born in Richmond, Virginia, 1971, the satirist, author of the book Food Court Druids, Cherokees, and Other Creatures Unique to the Republic. Food Court Druids refers to young men dressed in goth garb who play video games. His book, The Hipster Handbook, was about those who, quote, possess tastes, social attitudes, and opinions deemed cool by the cool. He wrote, a hipster walks among the masses in daily life but is not a part of them and shuns or reduces to kitsch anything held dear by the mainstream. He lists some clues that you may be a hipster if you graduated from a liberal arts school whose football team hasn't won a game for a long time, if you frequently use the term postmodern, if you carry a shoulder strap messenger bag and you have at one time or another worn a pair of horn-rimmed or Elvis Costello-style glasses, and if you enjoy complaining about gentrification even though you are responsible for it yourself, and if your hair looks best when it is unwashed. His most recent book is The Sinner's Guide to the Evangelical Right. And last year, Robert Lanham wrote an article entitled Internet Age Writing Syllabus and Course Overview, a writing course for non-readers in the post-print era, which lists courses like Advanced Tweeting, The Elements of Drawl, Facebook Wall, Alliteration, and Assonance, and Early 21st Century Literature, 140 Characters or Less. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, entitled Almost a Conversation. I have not yet, talked with Otter about his life. He has so many teeth, he has trouble with vowels. Wherefore, our understanding is all body expression. He swims like the sleekest fish. He dives and exhales and lifts a trail of bubbles. Little by little, he trusts my eyes and my curious body sitting on the shore. Sometimes he comes close. I admire his whiskers and his dark fur, which I would rather dye than wear. He has no words. Still, what he tells about his life is clear. He does not own a computer. He imagines the river will last forever. He does not envy the dry house I live in. He does not wonder who or what it is that I worship. He wonders, morning after morning, that the river is so cold and fresh and alive, and still I don't jump in. Mary Oliver's poem, Almost a Conversation, from her collection Evidence, published by Beacon Press, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.